ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Bridge. We're talking about Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin, the book that contains supplications transmitted from one of the most venerated religious authorities of early Islam, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, the son of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, better known as Zain al-Abidin. So this grandson of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, who is the fourth Imam to the 12 Shias, and Zain al-Abidin itself means the ornament of the worshippers. His grandfather Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Prophet's cousin and son-in-law, was adopted by the Prophet in his childhood and grew up under the personal care and guardianship of the recipient of the divine revelation, the founder of Islam. His grandmother, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, was not only the most beloved daughter of the Prophet, but also a partner in her father's mission. His father, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and his uncle, Imam al-Mujtaba, the only grandsons that the Prophet had, were brought up by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who showered his deepest love and affection upon them. Thus, we can say Zainul Abidin alayhi salam derived his religious and spiritual authority and his divine knowledge in the closest and most intimate way through his father and grandfather, from the very founder of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has left us with the legacy of Sahifa Sajjadiyah that you have been going through a series of commentaries and explanations of the du'as of this book. Inshallah, today we are going to catch up and continue this path on going over the ninth du'a in this book. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of du'a and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. I'll be back with Bridge. Thank you for staying with us. We were talking about the importance of the role of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam in the path of Islam and in continuing the mission of the Holy Prophet. You know that the situation after the tragedy of Karbala was a very difficult point, a very challenging point in the history of Islam, because the previous Imam was severely and brutally became martyred, and he was slain in the most brutal way. The respect for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and recognition of the status of Ahlul Bayt in the society was at its lowest. And Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Zain al-Abidin, in his 35 years of imamah, the longest period. He had he tried and he did his best in order to bring back the status of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam into its original track. And therefore, one of the ways of the Imam to fight the tyrannies, as well as leaving us with a legacy that can enlighten our way and fill our lives with the spirituality and a proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was with the language of dua. And the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah has been structured in a way that not only they are du'as, but they teach us lessons. Meaning that Imam, for example, says, don't let me fall into this certain trouble, or don't let me commit this certain sin, because the result of it will be that other certain matter. So it will teach us in a way that if you commit that certain act, the consequence of it will be that certain result, that you cannot run away from that consequence. So let's talk about the ninth dua, inshallah. Let's open up the discussion to the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the dua for yearning and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mighty and majestic is He. Inshallah, let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, the dua, the ninth dua, kana min du'ahi alayhi salam. في الاشتياق إلى طلب المغفرة من الله جل جلاله. A supplication in yearning to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, just like many of the other duas in the Sahifa Sajjadiyah, starts with salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih. Look at salawat itself. Not only it's been said that salawat is a mustajab dua, it's an answered prayer. It's a prayer that is guaranteed to be answered, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this prayer. What do you do in salawat, or what do you say in salawat? First of all, you confess to tawheed, oneness of Allah, by saying Allahumma. So by saying Allahumma, we confess to the belief of oneness of Allah, which is tawheed. And by saying salli ala Muhammadin, we confess or we bear witness and we express our belief on the nubuwa and the prophethood of the last apostle of Allah, the holy prophet, the holy messenger, the prophet Muhammad. And then we say wa ala ali Muhammad, aw wa ala alihi, aw wa alihi. And then we confess to the status of Imama and the pure progeny of Rasulullah. So it has everything. Salawat has everything. Many of the scholars and ulama say, if you want your prayer to be answered, make sure you say, recite salawat, and then you make your request, and then you recite another salawat. Because salawat is a mustajab and answered prayer, whatever you say, whatever you request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between these two answered prayers, inshallah, will be answered and will be included in the continuation of salawat. And is Al Muhammad that we have, or ala alihi? Is it only limited to the pure progeny of the Holy Prophet or not? That's a question that we are going to, inshallah, answer in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد